The process of personal growth and development of an independent spirit that Alice Miller writes about in For Your Own Good on a personal level is also true on a societal level. We have to see that there are real physical human beings who are doing heinous things and renounce them publicly, out loud, in all our circles of friends and acquaintances. Alice nailed it exactly. It is people, not systems, who do the mischief. Alice is talking about outing power, naming it for what it is, understanding it so we can lose our fear of it, our fear that it is in us, so we can move on, i.e., know we deserve it. Society, in the mouths of healing industry pundits, is always this big out there other we can do nothing about. Background noise to our own refined inner music. Really? Not in you? Have you done your analysis of why power exists and what supports it? Do you believe in the need for the hierarchical organization of society? Do you see power's structural underpinnings? Hear the master's voice speaking in you? Is it not only in coming together and designing an alternative social arrangement with our brothers and sisters that we and our children can live our full human gifts? And consider this, consider the enormous expenditure of energy required of us attempting to do this alone. In fact, we could be ready to be shoveled in before we even get there. Hasn't that been power's prayer?